Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Joy. I want to start off with a little song. My late aunt, Tracy Avery, she had passed away. And what I can remember from my aunt, she's Catholic, by the way, I think she would want me to sing the song. I hope so, anyway. She did a demo tape in the 80s. At that time, I was a little girl. I was a little baby. And I would be in her basement, and I would listen to this song. And it's her song. It's like my fond memory of her as a little baby. I can remember this song that she would play over and over again. And I worked it out as I became older. I was like, oh, it's a demo tape. I'm just thinking, if this song had came out in the 80s, if she would have came out, she would have been an 80s rock star. But this is for you. This is, you know, we're Native American. We have European and African descent, but mostly we're Native American. And she got cremated with Cherokee, Navajo, Creek, and among other things. We have several different tribes, but fire for Cherokee, it's a normal way to go out. It's just to get cremated. I'll probably go into the spiritual aspect of it later, but here's the song. It goes like, you just want to shake me now. You just want to shake me. It keeps going on like this. It's like the chorus. It doesn't need much words. It's like, you just want to shake me now. You just want to shake me. Anybody's probably trying to shake you, like either your dude or the devil. In any case. It just goes on. You just want to shake me now. You just want to shake me. It's like, that's what I know him for. It's just one song, my Aunt Tracy. So, Rest in Peace is a great song. I'm going to always remember her confidence and her joyfulness is to match the song. Like, she's always been confident and joyful. She's been in, like, athletics, gymnastics, you know, bodybuilding type stuff. So go with the Lord. But, you know, this is about him being of water and not of fire. I'm sure he commands all of the elements, our Lord, Savior. But it's more about him being, like, this type of water, this living water that can go from body to body. I had a vision one day that he was in my body, he was in my temple, and he was like water. He goes to Christians. He goes from body to body. So if you're a Christian, you might be aware of the Lord. The Lord is the host of all hosts. I was just thinking, like, is that considered like rape? But I guess not, because we're Christians. Like, he only goes to Christians. Anyway, I was just kind of like surprised. I'm like, I'm talking to the Lord, and he's like water. He's like sparkling diamond water, and it's just this living water that just moves on from person to person. It was a brief conversation, but he kind of looked like the character from Dark Seas. It was this show called Dark Seas back in the 80s, and it was this nice fellow with like tan skin, white hair. It was like the lead sailor, but he can appear in any form. I don't want to get into idolatry. He can appear in any form. And this, like, living water is in my body, is in my temples, in my soul, and it's communing with me. So I thought that was pretty neat. And he goes to Christian to Christian. So that's how it is. I mean, but it just felt raw. Like, you know, when I felt it move within me, it felt kind of strange. You have, it's like, I don't want to say the Lord is an alien, but it kind of felt very alien. You know, we're not used to him. You know what I mean? Like, this world is kind of like, it's kind of like after the crucifixion, or like we just missing his presence. You know what I mean? To have him move on from like place to place, from person to person in the form of water, conscious living water. Like, think about that. Like, when we drink water, it's not aware, it's just chemical. I mean, it may have some energy content to it, but we add that to the water, you know what I mean, from ourselves. I mean, it's not a living organism, is what I'm trying to say. It's not like a soul that you're drinking. You know what I mean? You're just replenishing water back, because we are water beings. We're like 80% water, our bodies. We're just replacing back the water so we can live on land. I think we're all like mermaids. I'm just going to come out and say it. But us land mermaids, we need to drink enough water just to be healthy. So can you imagine drinking like a glass of water, and it's just it's living water. It's like how he said to the woman, like, I would give you living water in the Bible. Like, I think it's to a Samaritan woman. I'm not sure, but it was, I think it was a Samaritan woman. And he said that too, like, when he asked her for water, like, you're going to be glad, it's like, you give me this water, but, like, I can give you living water. And, like, she's like, Lord, I want this water. Well, I think he's talking about himself, because, like, you know what I mean? You'll never seem to really want water if the Lord is presiding within you. Something to really ponder on is, like, if I drink this glass of water and the Lord was in it, I'm consuming the Lord. The Lord's going to be living in my body. And I'm going to be talking to him, and it's going to feel kind of icky. It's going to feel kind of like an alien, like he's moving in me like water. I don't know. It felt kind of raw. Sparkling diamond water. It's a water that you'll see if you ever look at the planet Neptune. On the planet Neptune, if you're into like the symbolism of astrology, the planet Neptune is supposed to be. Like the Lord's planet, and you see the sparkling diamond water. It's supposed to be like his type of water. The Lord comes from that thing. I'm just saying, like, he presides over that planet. So and he owns the world in a sense, if you think about the price that was paid for our sins. But in any case, it's about freedom, because not everybody is a believer, and he gives us that freedom to not believe as well. So it's just for anyone to really, like, take advantage of this life. You know, a good parent just lets their children go out there and just, like, if you get a boo-boo, I'll be here, but don't worry. Like it's all taken care of. So living water. I just had that experience. I know it's of the Lord. It's a weird experience. You know what I mean? Even if it's one of his messengers, to have a messenger talk for the Lord is still the Lord talking through the messenger to you. I just think it's an odd experience, because I could see, like, this moving water, you know, like with my third eyesight, like, you know, my third eye just moving in and out of the cracks of time and space, and it has the Lord's consciousness, it has his soul. I was just thinking it's so different from fire. You know, fire elementals, fire archangels, you know, like how the world was started off. To have water, which was first? Was the element water here first, or was the fire always here as the source of creation? It's something to think about. Was there always dark waters in the universe, and then just like a spark happened, and then thus born is fire? So it makes you think about the laws of creation, what was there first. We know the Lord was there first, because he made everything. You read the Bible. So is the Lord water, or is he fire? Is he both? Like, are these elements are just the same? Water, earth, air, fire. They're just all, earth is just the culmination of all the elements, the air and the water and the fire all together, you know, condensed to make the earth. So is it just like one part of a whole soul? Yes, probably the Lord. But nonetheless, I just think it's weird to have the host of hosts, because, you know, he's a spirit too. Sometimes he can come to you as a spirit. But what if he came to you as living water? I just think it's the idea is really icky. I had a vision of it happening to me one day. So don't be like, Joy, like, it's not supposed to happen. I mean, like, anything can happen in this world. So it's just my experience. Take it for what it is. Just imagine, like, what it'd be like if a host of hosts came to you in that form. It was a little intrusive, though. That's why I said rape. Like, but I couldn't say rape because I'm a Christian. And if I wasn't a Christian, he probably wouldn't have come to me. He probably won't come to you if you're not a Christian. If you're not, like, if you're not there ready to receive him, you know, you may not be a Christian yet, but if you're a believer, they say if you're a believer, you're a Christian. If you believe that he existed, that he came for you, that he died for you, for our sins, like, then you're a Christian, like, on that standpoint of belief. So he will definitely come to you one day if that's what you want. Like, he'll come to you. He'll come to the person. I'm just sitting here in nature, just enjoying myself. Yeah, my Aunt Tracy, she passed away, said it was a good funeral. Cremation. You know how I want to go out? I just want to be put in a vault. And tell you the truth, I've always liked the idea of being put in a nice vault. Okay, no burying, no cremation, just put in a nice vault. Well, not much else to say, other than I'm gonna leave on this brighter note of Still Her Song. I think I've talked to everything about the Lord, but I'm gonna leave you on the song that my Aunt Tracy had sang. And she could have been the next 80s star, okay? You guys really think about this idea of living water and how it moves. But anyway, you just want to shank me now. You just want to shank me. You just want to shank me now. You just want to shank me. All right, that's my show, guys. Hope you like it. It's pretty short. I don't know much more to say about living water, other than my experiences that I talked to you guys about. But let me know what you have to say in the comments of the show. You can Facebook me at Joy Clarion. And I love all of you. So take care.